Welcome to Canada's Real Estate Podcast, your compass to all things real estate. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's real estate experts.
What's that song? Tweet, tweet.
Oh, you're singing.
No, Adrian, just because Jane, we were at tweet, tweet, rocking and rolling. Rockin' Robin, tweet.
Oh, yeah. Tweet. Yeah. Yeah,
she loves that song. This morning, she walks into our room and she says, Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. And she's 2.5 and blonde with blue eyes. So that was really cute. I digress.
So
we're talking
adorable.
About real estate.
We're talking about real estate. Adrian, welcome back. I know that you were off in Toronto land last week and at the Centum Annual Vision Conference, where you gather together all of the Centum mortgage brokers and agents across Canada to give them, I guess, a vision of what is in the lens and what's up and coming in your world. And you had like a really, really exciting announcement there that I thought would be important for our listeners to understand, because although it's a benefit to those in the Centum network, this the ultimate benefit is to the consumer, to the majority of who our listeners are. So do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, and I want to acknowledge that you said Toronto land, because I think people in Toronto think they're a country of their own, which I respect and appreciate. Yeah, so we did. We had our annual vision event for the Centum Financial Group Network. We literally had over 300 professional mortgage agents from across the country come together and share best practices, experience community, but also for us as a company to share our vision for the upcoming year. And actually, just upcoming in general, what's happening in the industry and in our business. And we launched something, or rather we announced a new initiative called Mortgage Monitor. And Mortgage Monitor is essentially a client outreach tool that allows a mortgage borrower on a monthly basis to see how much equity they have built up in their home, if there is money saving opportunity as it pertains to their existing mortgage versus other mortgage products and lenders available that day. And then finally provides the mortgage borrower an opportunity to assure that their debt and their financial liability is protected, that their family is protected from that debt. So show equity, show money saving opportunity, and assure that the family or the people that you love are protected from that debt. So those are the three components of Mortgage Monitor. And what led us to Mortgage Monitor is that about 100,000 mortgages are up for renewal each month for the next 2 years. So that's 100,000 Canadians a month that are affected by their mortgage on their property, their equity, money saving opportunity, and protecting that debt. That's a significant number. And it's primarily, it is a client centric tool that we are equipping our Centum mortgage agents with, that they have something of real meaningful value to provide their clients each month. Not saying that, you know, monthly newsletters aren't good, but this is taking it to a whole new level. And we didn't rethink the wheel on this one. And you probably know some of that.
Yeah. So I want to put myself as the consumer. And now you're going to be giving me this information. And when you throw out that stat of 100,000 mortgages renewing every month, that's really scary, because to me, I just think those are hundreds of thousands of people that have not yet been affected by the rise in interest rates that we've seen over the last however many months, years, I guess, right, over the last couple of years. So me as the consumer, this is something you could send to me that I can now start to like look at that and digest it. Can I understand then what this impact is going to be? Because maybe I haven't reached out to my mortgage broker yet, right?
Yeah. And the intention is really to put the client into the driver's seat by equipping them with the information that they need to make decisions for their financial well-being. But what the result is when you receive the monthly mortgage monitor email in your inbox as a mortgage borrower, you'll then reply to your mortgage agent and say, you know, hi, John, or hi, Mary, thanks for sending this. I do want to explore what to do here, be it, you know, take out equity to buy a rental or take out equity to pay off some debt, or simply changing lenders when there's an opportunity with a different rate product. We're actually drawing attention to that opportunity and, you know, allowing the client to confirm or to reply and say, hey, I want to do something about this useful information that you're giving me. When I said we're not reinventing the wheel, these tools have existed in the US for quite some time, I think for about a decade.
From and various providers, right? Like
many, yeah. and ever growing. And the biggest inhibitor in Canada has always been the cost of automatic valuation modeling, okay? What that means is for us to be able to show you how much equity you have in your home, we need to be able to pull a value for your property, right? So with a proprietary formula that we've developed, we are actually able to generate an AVM, okay, an automatic valuation model on your home, and do a comparative analysis between the AVM dollar value of your home that month versus your mortgage balance and payments that you've made to date, to show you the equity, essentially how much value or equity do you have in your home. And we're doing that on a monthly basis. Again, it's a tool for our mortgage agents to essentially give to their clients.
Right. So I think you said something else really key there, that we're going to be getting an email, right? So this is not another portal that I have to log into, right?
No.
Because I'm done with that, Adrian.
Who wants another portal?
I'm constantly like Googling something portal or something dashboard, because I can't remember all of these dashboards and portals that are portals that I have to get to the dashboard, I guess, too, that I belong to. And I just cross my fingers that I actually hit remember me when I first signed up, so I'm not going to have to remember what my password is. But
yeah,
so that I think is awesome.
Just and simple, right?
Yeah.
Every month you just get this email that shows you what kind of equity do you have and how can you save money. That's it.
And it's a great thing for a knowledge base and for a conversation starter for them to connect with their Centum mortgage broker. So I'm not a client of Centum. What happens? How do I get this?
Well, so the next iteration of this will be, of course, launching it to our Century 21 sister company. So you'll see it launching there, that when you deal with a Century 21 realtor in the future, you'll also be able to monitor your mortgage there. And then further down the road from that, there'll actually be an opportunity for you to manually sign up to Mortgage Monitor with your mortgage agent of choice. And if you don't have a mortgage agent, we'll be happy to connect you with one. But you will in the future have the ability to manually sign up to Mortgage Monitor as well. But the first iteration is, of course, to all of our mortgage borrowers who are clients of Centum Financial mortgage agents. And there are over 2,000 Centum agents across the country. So I'm sure you will be able to find one in your local market.
Of course. Well, congratulations, Adrian. I think that's fantastic for Centum. And I'm looking forward to how it can evolve and also serve our other business lines as well. So I guess I'm going to wrap us up with That is Real Estate in Canada.
Thanks, Carla.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Real Estate Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating. The content shared is for informational purposes and reflects the opinions of the hosts. Connect with us online at canadasrealestatepodcast.ca. Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.